utmost for his highest. September the 4th. His. In John 17, verse 6, Jesus said, "Thine they were, and thou gavest them me." The missionary is one in whom the Holy Ghost has wrought this realization. Ye are not your own. To say, "I am not my own," is to have reached a great point in spiritual nobility. The true nature of life in the actual world is the deliberate giving up of myself to another in sovereign preference, and the other is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit expounds the nature of Jesus to me in order to make me one with my Lord. Not that I might go off as a showroom exhibit. Our Lord never sent any of the disciples out on the ground of what he had done for them. It was not until after the resurrection, when the disciples had perceived, by the power of the Holy Spirit, whom he was, that Jesus said, "Go. If any man come to me and hate not, he cannot be my disciple." Not he cannot be good and upright, but he cannot be the one over whom Jesus writes the word, "Mine." Any one of the relationships our Lord mentions may be a competitive relationship. I may prefer to belong to my mother, or to my wife, or to myself. "Then," says Jesus, "you cannot be my disciple." Well, this does not mean I will not be saved, but it does mean that I cannot be his. Our Lord makes a disciple his own possession. He becomes responsible for him. "Ye shall be witnesses unto me." The spirit that comes in is not that of doing anything for Jesus, but of being a perfect delight to him. The secret of the missionary is, "I am his," and he is carrying out his enterprise through me. Oh, be entirely his. Jesus said, "Thine they were, and thou gavest them me."